A new rule in Allegheny County is supposed to alleviate air pollution during weather events called inversions. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Friends Reed Fraser reports that despite the new rule, the fall inversion season is still bringing bad air to Pittsburgh.
Johnny Perryman is 79 years old and lives in Clairton, near U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works. He says the air this month has been pretty bad.
It's been smelling like rotten eggs sometimes, and sometimes it smells like something like wood is on fire.
Perryman has a heart condition, and when the air gets bad in Clairton, he says he can feel it in his chest.
I can smell it inside of my house, and not only can I smell it inside of my house, what wakes me up is my heart start palpitating, start beating hard, and I wake up and I put the mask on.
That rotten egg smell is hydrogen sulfide from the Coke Works. The plant is the state's largest source of hydrogen sulfide, and the county has found the plant is entirely responsible for the county's hydrogen sulfide problem. Since the weather turned colder this October, levels of hydrogen sulfide and soot have surged in Allegheny County. Those surges have been brought on by strong temperature inversions. These are weather patterns that trap pollution close to the ground.
You can think of it exactly as a lid, and that lid can go up and down.
Albert Presto, an air quality scientist at Carnegie Mellon University, says the ideal time for an inversion is a warm, sunny day followed by a clear, crisp night, and they're most common in fall and spring. The problem is worse in mill towns like Clairton along the Monongahela River.
Especially in the Mon River Valley, there are a bunch of sources. You know, it's already at the bottom of a valley, and then you put this inversion on top, and so you're going to get really high concentrations there.
Last year, Allegheny County passed a new rule that was supposed to remedy the problem. It allowed the health department to make big polluters follow a set of plans to lower their emissions during inversions. For U.S. Steel, that means limiting production at Clairton by extending coking times. Then, on October 10th, an inversion was forecast. The county issued a watch, basically an alert, but no warning, which would have made companies implement their plans to cut pollution. Jeff Rabinowitz, the county health department's deputy director of environmental health, says the county only calls for a warning if air problems are forecast to last more than 24 hours.
So based upon that forecast, we did not have information that was looking like it would extend beyond the 24-hour time period.
Even though no warning was issued, U.S. Steel says it voluntarily set forth its approved action plan. But air pollution levels still spiked the following day, leading the state Department of Environmental Protection to issue an unhealthy air warning. Rabinowitz says the county could try to tighten its standards in the future.
As we get data, as we can assess things, we are open to looking at, you know, our role. I can't say what direction, what the outcome was going to be, because we haven't begun to do that.
That wouldn't happen overnight. Creating the current rule took the county health department nearly 2 years to develop. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.